Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today the weather across Israel is mild. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying sunny skies, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. In the south, Be'er Sheva sees clear conditions, a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, dramatic developments as Hezbollah attempted to down an Air Force fighter jet. This triggered alerts at two sensitive sites in Israel, according to Mariv. Also, Hezbollah launched a missile at an IDF Hermes 450 drone, causing sirens on the Carmel coast. Ynet reports this incident is the first since the Lebanon ceasefire. Also this hour, Steinitz praises the Iron Dome, claiming it has no parallel worldwide. JNS reports the Rafael chair says the system intercepted nearly 99% of 40,000 rockets. Separately, EU ministers have decided to impose sanctions on violent settlers in Judea and Samaria. Reuters shared this news via Walla. And finally, an Israeli soldier was killed near the border with Lebanon. I-24 News reports Command Sergeant Major Alexander Glovanyov's death occurred during combat. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reports that Israel rejects the decision by EU ministers to impose sanctions on West Bank settlers, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says, posting just minutes ago. Meanwhile, I-24N, EWS English shared earlier today that EU agreed to sanction violent Israeli settlers and Hamas officials. Foreign Minister Saar condemned the EU's actions as outrageous. Open source intel highlights that Gideon Saar strongly rejects the EU's sanctions. He argues the comparison between Israeli citizens and Hamas terrorists is morally distorted. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's failed missile attack on an Air Force jet. Mariv reports the missile was launched in southern Lebanon. The IDF responded with an interceptor. This incident highlights ongoing tensions along the northern border, raising concerns for regional stability. Turning to the Iron Dome's effectiveness. JNS shares Rafael's chair. Steinitz defended Israel's defense strategy. He claims the Iron Dome intercepted 99% of rockets, which he says is unmatched globally. This statement underscores Israel's reliance on advanced defense systems against regional threats. Meanwhile, the EU's decision to sanction Israeli settlers has sparked diplomatic tension. Walla reports that EU foreign ministers reached this agreement in response to violence in the West Bank. This move could strain EU-Israel relations and complicate peace efforts in the region. On the economic front. First, amid the fragile ceasefire, the stock market continues to recover. Maariv Business reports the trading week opened with declines, despite recent positive trends and global economic recovery. Separately, cyber billionaire Shlomo Kramer backs a new $26 million cyber fund. CTech says Skinos Ventures will invest in early-stage AI-focused cyber companies, boosting Israel's tech sector. And finally, Israeli startup Frame Security raises $50 million. Globes reports Frame's AI-driven platform aims to protect against social engineering and deepfake threats. This demonstrates Israel's commitment to leading in cyber defense innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.